Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Far back to pass. Takes a deep drop. Steps up. Looking to his right. And the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always live on the free Odyssey app.
I mean, how weak was that from Garrett Cole over the weekend? Oh, Sal.
You see how he did it, too, holding up the four fingers?
Yeah, I just want you to have a white flag in your hand and wave it around for all to see. I don't want to compete. That was startlingly weak. I mean, that was gutless. I don't really use that word often because, you know, what these men can do on the field, most of us couldn't dream of doing. And I know that we have a way of minimizing it and making it seem easy on the radio, but how the hell in a 1-0 game, it's not the 7th inning or the 8th inning, a high-leverage situation, there's one out, there's nobody on, you're up one zip, and you put up four fingers? And then, by the way, he laces a 2-run single the next inning, and it goes off the rails, you get your head handed to, the Yankees get drilled. And now, the Yankees won the series, even though they're still not really hitting. Judge woke up, which is good. Other than solely about Garrett Cole, when I think about the New York, you know, landscape, the pantheon of superstars right now in New York. No order, but you got Judge, you got Jalen Brunson. You know who they are, Shesterkin. Garrett Cole is on that list. And for Garrett Cole to just take a pass on competing, that was stunning.
Yeah, I mean, it was odd. I'm not going to go nuts about it. I thought there was more good that came of that weekend and that series. And you know, I didn't get wrapped up in the way that the Yankees beat the Royals in extra innings or even the Red Sox in the first game in extra innings. But I thought the fact that, you know, the Judge Grand Slam game coming back in that game was huge. Oof. And taking 3 of 4, you know, starting to separate themselves from Baltimore. I think there was more good than bad. And ultimately for me, BT, whether it's Cole, whether it's Judge or Rodon, Or Weaver, like the Yankees, and you know, Weaver emerges as the closer now, whatever. They're going to be judged on what they do in a couple weeks from now. They're going to be judged on what they do in October. So this is nice that, I don't want to say they backed into the division, but it's really been, you know, the Orioles lose every night. I don't even know how the Orioles have been able to keep pace, and the Yankees have been frustrating. Look at their record since June, mid-June, whatever it may be. But I felt like this series against Boston kind of woke them up a little bit or took them to another level, but ultimately they're going to be judged on what they do in the postseason.
Nobody's denying that. I mean, the real scoreboard and test begin, evaluation begins soon. But, you know, the one thing that I've held firm on, and we've all known, you know, once they get off to this great start, Yanks are a playoff team, they got to win this division. And it's not nailed down yet. They're going to probably win it. As Sal said, the Orioles are a mess right now. They dropped 7 of 10. Yanks are up 3. But you're going out west now. You got to play, was it 3 or 4? It's at least 3 in Seattle. Then you're off to Oakland as they get ready to close down the Coliseum. The job's not done. Now things have stabilized themselves. Guys have gotten healthy. And the sound, you know, kind of like when Tino hit the home run against the Padres, right? The Grand Slam in the World Series, like just the way the place exploded when Judge hit that home run.
Yes.
Just it's very rare that you see in September, even at Yankee Stadium, even against the Red Sox, like everybody's arms up in the air. Like it was nuts.
That was euphoria. And I love that you brought that up because I wanted to get to that too. Because remember, the night before the walk off against the Royals, Jazz was like, oh, this is great playoff atmosphere. And I'm thinking, yeah, I know you're coming from Miami where there's like 500 people in the stand, so this feels like it, but this is not playoff atmosphere. Even the walk-off win with Soto against the Red Sox, it was a nice win, but like didn't do it for me. That, the Judge home run, that felt like playoff atmosphere. Judge Grand Slam, I should say.
Yeah.
That felt like playoff atmosphere.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt, but we did disagree going back to late last week on not the importance, because of course you recognize a win is a win, and it's a better race here, but like to me, it was almost more impressive that they found a way to squeeze out a couple of these wins without you know, even though Soto was influential, and one of them, of course, with the two-run homer, where Judge was just in the longest funk of his career, 16 straight games, no home runs. The Red Sox woke him up a bit. That's good big picture. But the Yanks have been grinding for a while. They've won three straight series, a lot of extra inning games, tight, you know, higher leverage, bullpens. You could see who's going to assimilate to what role. This is a good launching pad for the Yankees here. But again, and I love it. I love the fact that they beat Boston three times out of four. That Gerrit Cole, you're an ace. You're a Cy Young winner. You're an all-timer. I mean, he's not going to finish with 300 wins, but in terms of what he's done, he's an all-time Yankee. He's amazing. And you don't want to compete. And I know that Devers has a 1,400 OPS against you, basically, and he owned you. And if the situation was different, I swear to God, Sal, I would really understand that. Put him up, walk him, upper run, seventh inning, man on, base open. What? That's baseball. What he did was soft.
Imagine Roger Clemens.
Never.
Imagine Roger Clemens putting up his hand to signal four and giving Mike Piazza the wave.
Never.
Now, I would have preferred that because, instead he got drilled in the head.
Well, yeah, true.
But that's the point. Like, Clemens couldn't get Piazza out, so he drilled him in the head. Cole can't get Devers out, so he said, hey, you know what? Mercy. Go take first base. Like, that is
weird. I know. Well, who did it? Yeah, listen, I can promise you this. Gerrit Cole didn't wake up that morning and say, you know what, this guy's only, which he has. I'm not going to let him hit against me early. Nah, that was crafted by the Yankees. And you have to wonder, like, what kind of a defeatist attitude is that? You know it was crafted by their pitching coach and Aaron Boone. It's not like he just went out there because he talked about this.
Yeah.
I didn't like it. I'm not going to yell about it all day.
It was definitely soft, but still, it's not, to me, the biggest deal. And we'll see what he does in the postseason. You know, I can't wait, though. You mentioned the Yankee road trip. Next week, they'll have Baltimore coming in, and that should be it. Assuming that the Yanks don't pull away before that series, but then they have a chance to clinch the division at home, head-to-head against the Orioles, which should be fun.
And think about the way it started down at Baltimore. Yeah. The Yankees lost 3 out of 4. Yeah. The only win they had in April, that was the Luis Gil game where he pitched. I think it was 2-0. So the tides have turned a bit, but it ain't over yet. You got to get the division, I believe. And I believe they will, but it's not there yet. The more the Yankees play, the more they'll be exposed. A couple of areas. They've got a lot of good things going for them. Far from perfect. Nobody else is perfect either. I mean, this is flip a coin. I have no idea who's going to win. I have no idea who's going to advance. Nobody knows who's going to be in the World Series. I know this. The more the Yankees play, the greater the odds are that their season will end. So win the division, put it on ice for a little bit, let other teams beat themselves up, and let's go.